Welcome to How to Live Cancer-Free with Bill Henderson, best-selling author of three books on healing cancer successfully. Now, here's Bill Henderson.
Hello, folks. I'm Bill Henderson, your host for How to Live Cancer-Free. We're going to talk to you today about some foods that help to both fend off cancer and to treat it. So for both prevention and treatment, you need to listen today to our Cancer in the News segment, which will be coming up shortly. After that, I'm going to interview Raymond Francis again in the second half of the show, and I think you'll enjoy hearing him. He's a very, very competent healer and a wonderful source of information. But before we get into that, I'd like to talk to you about a new product that's come from one of our sponsors at Our Health Co-op. It's called Constant Health. You will not believe this product. It is full of immune-boosting and antioxidants in a powder that goes very well into your smoothie. If you're doing cottage cheese and flaxseed oil in the morning, as my wife and I are every morning, we enjoy putting this into it because it's so easy to mix with the smoothie, and it does a wonderful job on your liver, your intestines, and it gives you dozens of antioxidants and disease-fighting nutrients, detoxifiers, and a lot of fiber. Great stuff. It's called Constant Health. It's a powder, and you can take one scoop of it. It will dramatically improve its effect on your body. To get this product, you go to the MakingHealthAffordable.com website, MakingHealthAffordable.com. If you prefer, of course, you can call their order desk at 1-800-667-0781 or from outside the United States, area 561-863-5300. Ask for Constant Health. You'll love it. I take Transfer Point's beta-glucan every morning simply because I know how strong an immune-boosting product it is. Believe me, this is a unique product. There are lots of beta-glucans on the market. A.J. Lanigan told me that the word glucan, you can pretty well equate to the word paint because there are lots of different glucan products on the market. This one comes from yeast, which is unusually good for enhancing your immune system and for making the neutrophil cells recognize cancer cells. This is a very, very important product, and it is unique. So I would strongly suggest you get some of this to try it out. You can get, the website is www.aboutbetaglucan.com/B special in lowercase, B special. That'll get you a lower price than the normal price. You can call Phyllis or Michael if you prefer at 1-800-746-7640. They're on Eastern Time in Atlanta. From outside the United States, it's area 678-560-1808. The second thing I take in the morning is the product called Barley Power, P-O-W-E-R. It's not a powder. It's little green pills, and these are processed in such a way that they retain all the properties of barley. And believe it or not, barley has all the enzymes in the human body in it if it is processed correctly and it retains all of them. But in addition, of course, it has 72 trace minerals and 20 amino acids, so your body's getting a huge dose of help for both prevention and treatment from these little green pills. I usually recommend that cancer patients take about 20 of them a day, which isn't very expensive. It costs about 80 cents for those 20 a day. I take about 8 or 9 in the morning, and that's the only time I take them. It's very convenient, but it keeps my body alkaline as well as providing me with all the enzymes. It's difficult to determine what enzymes you're short of and to take products that specifically provide those enzymes. So this is a blunderbuss approach, literally, which says give your body every enzyme it has and it will discard those it doesn't need and use the ones gratefully that it does need. To get some of this product, all you have to do is go to greensupreme.net, where you'll find other products that they have that are wonderful. Or you can call them in Pennsylvania. It's 1-800-358-0777. And if you're outside the United States, area 724-946-9057. Well, cancer in the news. What I'd like to talk about today, and possibly next week, because I've been doing some research on this, and I have quite a few items to cover. We may not have time to do them all today, but I want to cover some of the foods that are helpful for cancer treatment and for prevention, because many of you who have experienced cancer in your families want to prevent it from happening to you and your loved ones again. And there are simple ways to do that, by the way. One of the simplest and easiest is chocolate, dark chocolate. In my most recent newsletter, there was a recipe for dark chocolate, which you can make, which is completely healthy. The reason, of course, is that it's been proven through numerous studies that the antioxidants in chocolate do all kinds of good things to your body. For example, they lower the blood sugar and the cholesterol. The cocoa has one of the highest concentrations of antioxidants of any food in the form of flavonoids, catechin and epicatechin, they're called. The ORAC scores, which is a way of measuring antioxidants, the oxygen radical absorbance capacity, it's called, rates cocoa higher than most foods, including green tea or red wine. The darker the chocolate, the more health benefits. So the white chocolate bars, unfortunately, don't help you out. But if you go to the website, beatingcancergently.com, with hyphens between the words, that's my website, and take a look at the most recent newsletter. There's an archive there of 2 years' worth of newsletters, and most recent one has a recipe for dark chocolate that you can make at home. And I would suggest you do that and try it out, because there's no more pleasant way that I know of to prevent cancer than to eat some dark chocolate. Another thing you might want to try, if you haven't, is a moderate dose of red wine, which contains something called resveratrol. There's been a lot of studies of this recently, and Mike Adams was kind enough to put together an article with a lot of different references to the benefits of resveratrol in red wine and how they affect your health. This is an incredibly deeply studied subject. And I think the reason, of course, is that people like to drink wine, as I do occasionally. And what we found is that the health aspects of red wine are much better than those of white wine, and particularly if that wine comes from a cold climate, such as France. The resveratrol itself is an antioxidant which is found in many foods, but most abundantly in peanuts and red grapes. And, of course, the red wine from a cold climate such as France is a particularly good source. It is less concentrated in red wines from the warmer climates such as California, Italy, Spain, or Portugal. Studies from the University of Illinois have shown that the number of early breast lesions and skin cancers in mice dropped dramatically when they were given high doses of resveratrol. And that's from a book called Antioxidants Against Cancer by Ralph Moss, a famous PhD who's written about 13 books on cancer. Here's another quote. Virtually every pathway for tumor growth and propagation is blocked by resveratrol. Researchers appear to have developed a consensus that low concentrations of resveratrol cannot only counteract tumor initiation, but can inhibit tumor cell survival. Resveratrol targets the very machinery inside the cells that promote tumor cell survival. It appears to be able to concentrate its action on tumor cells rather than healthy cells. Resveratrol has also had the ability to induce cancer cells, but not normal cells, to die off. This is from a book called You Don't Have to Be Afraid of Cancer Anymore by Bill Sardi. And I certainly agree with Bill. There is no reason to fear cancer. If your knowledge were as great as mine after 10 years of researching this virtually every day, the fear of cancer would go away. And I certainly hope that it will for you folks, because there is no real need to fear it. Cancer can easily be overcome if you understand that it is a normal part of the body's metabolism that occurs to you every day of your life, literally, and is handled by the immune system. When it's temporarily overpowered, you can reverse it easily by just simply changing some parts of your lifestyle that are contributing to the cancer. And that's what we talk about in my book, which is available at the website I mentioned earlier, beatingcancergently.com, with hyphens between the words. The book is called Cancer Free, Your Guide to Gentle, Non-Toxic Healing. And if you haven't read it yet, you might want to do that. There is another study that is a little less positive here, unfortunately. It's called Colon Cancer Caused by Western Diet. another story in the Natural News of Mike Adams here. I will read you a couple of quotes here. I think you'll get the idea. A so-called Western diet eaten by the majority of Americans and many Europeans is loaded with meat, fat, and processed foods. It also lacks complex carbohydrates, of course, which are the vegetables and fruit that we all need. You put those facts together and you have a perfect recipe for developing colon cancer. Professor Stephen O'Keefe from the University of Pittsburgh stated before the Society for General Microbiology meeting at Harrogate International Center in the United Kingdom on March 31st this year. In a statement to the media, Professor O'Keefe explained that when people eat a healthy diet with lots of complex carbohydrates, they have significant internal populations of bacteria called firmicutes, whatever those are. These microorganisms take undigested residues of both proteins and starches in the colon and turn them into short-chain fatty acids and vitamins, including folate and biotin, which maintain a healthy colon. One type of these fatty acids, called butyrate, not only keeps gut walls healthy, but also keeps cell growth and differentiation under control. Probably the reason butyrate has been shown in human studies to reduce the risk of colon cancer. What you may not be aware of is that colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in adults in Western communities. Professor O'Keefe says our results suggest that a diet that maintains the health of the colon wall is also one that maintains general body health and reduces heart disease. Really important stuff here, folks. The American diet, with its emphasis on cooked food and meat, in particular beef and pork, is really unhealthy. And there's lots of things you can do to simply change your diet. Eat a lot less meat, a lot less pork. Eat, if you need protein, which we all do, you can get it from vegetables, if you will, and occasionally some fish and chicken and some eggs, which are relatively healthy if they are free-range chicken eggs and not those that are artificially produced by chickens in captivity. There are very healthy ways to get protein from vegetables, and of course at the same time you get the important complex carbohydrates. So emphasize the veggies, reduce the animal protein, and try to stay away as much as possible from cooked food, and you'll do your colon a huge favor. And avoid the colorectal cancer, which is so common among cancers in the United States in particular, but all civilized countries really have the same thing. One of the things, of course, that's been found to protect against cancer, and all of you probably heard this, is broccoli. You may not like broccoli, and I personally do. I enjoy it, both steamed and raw in salads, actually. But they have done a study of this. It has concluded that a chemical that naturally occurs in broccoli may help protect the lungs against the damage that heads to lung disease. According to a study conducted by researchers from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine and published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. And what they're saying is that the cells of the lung suffering from this COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, were found to be deficient in a protein produced by a gene called NFR2, which regulates a variety of processes that clear out toxins and pollutants from the lungs. Perhaps for this reason, the lungs also had significantly lower levels of antioxidants and the proteins that prevent antioxidants from degrading. The more severe the COPD, the lower the levels of antioxidants and all these proteins. So again, broccoli, if you don't like it, try it anyway, in both steamed and raw form, and see which you like the best. Believe me, it is a wonderful treat for your body, even though you may not find it, initially at least, particularly interesting. Your body certainly will thank you for it. We have a wonderful interview for you coming up here, so stay tuned, folks. I would like to tell you again about my three wonderful sponsors. The Barley Power pills that I recommend are really very, very helpful to your body in a number of different ways. And it's so easy to take these because you simply take them a few minutes before you eat, and it will help with your digestion because, among other enzymes, they have the digestive enzymes in them. But they also have 72 trace minerals, 20 amino acids. They have a huge dose of alkalinity for your body, which is very important to cancer patients. And I have known people, literally, and I know them, they're still alive, who have recovered from their extreme cancers using just this product. Now, I don't ever recommend people do that and rely on one product, but this one has healed extreme cases of cancer all by itself. And that's, it's so powerful that you really can't avoid having this if you have cancer. It's really important. To get some of this, just pick up the phone and call 1-800-358-0777. They're on Eastern Time in Pennsylvania. If you're outside the United States, call area 724-946-9057. The website is greensupreme.net. My friends at Our Health Co-op have recently come out with a product called Constant Health, which I would like you to try. You can find this at makinghealthaffordable.com. It's a powder which you can add to the smoothies that you make in the morning. Hopefully most of you are doing cottage cheese and flaxseed oil smoothies, as I am every morning. My wife and I do this without fail every day, and I have been doing it for over 6 years now. And I find that one of the primary reasons for my good health is this particular product. So I've recently begun adding this Constant Health to it, which is a great source of antioxidants, disease-fighting nutrients, detoxifiers, and fiber. It's a protein powder made from a gentle rice protein, and it delivers these wide-ranging benefits in an all-in-one drink mix product that some people also use as a low-calorie meal replacement. Try some of this. You can get it by calling their order desk at 1-800-667-0781. Outside the United States, try area 561-863-5300. They are located in Florida, and of course, they're on Eastern Time. Wonderful people at Our Health Co-op. The first thing I take every morning is called Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, and it's a form of immune-boosting product that is unique in the sense that it will activate within your body over 60% of your immune system cells to become more sensitive to things like cancer and to help your body's immune system control it. It also, of course, keeps you from colds and flu and any other form of viral disease. And I certainly have not experienced any of those since I've been taking this product. It's been about 2.5 years now that I've been on the Transfer Points Beta-Glucan, and I would not trade it for any other immune-boosting product, frankly. To get some of this, you want to go to a website called aboutbetaglucan.com/bspecial, which is a special discount price for listeners to this show. If you prefer, call Phyllis or Michael at 1-800-746-7640. Again, these folks are on Eastern Time in Atlanta. If you want to call from outside the United States, the number is 678, area code 5601808. Stay tuned now, folks. We have an interesting interview coming up with Raymond Francis, the author of Never Be Sick Again. And believe me, if a book ever had an appropriate title, that's it. Stay tuned. Hello, folks. We have a great guest for you today. Again, Raymond Francis, who's been with me a couple of times in the past. Some of you probably heard him, but those of you who haven't, you're in for a real treat. Raymond is a wonderful healer and has done a lot of work in healing with all kinds of approaches, but mainly simplifying the process of defining what disease is and getting people to understand how simple it is really to reverse, even though the causes of it might be fairly complex, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But certainly reversing it isn't all that difficult, and Raymond's figured it out for himself and for hundreds and hundreds of other people. He is a chemist and an MIT graduate and recognized now for his leadership in the health field. He's the chairman and CEO of a company called Beyond Health Corporation, and we'll talk about how to get to that website here shortly. He also is a founder of something called the Project to End Disease, and I attended one of the meetings and met Raymond in person in January and enjoyed very much talking to him. And he has a new book that he's working on cancer, which we'll talk about a little bit. And it's going to be a major work, I think, from what he's telling me about it. It sounds terrific. Raymond, thank you again for joining me and helping people with your information.
Oh, Bill, well, thank you very much for inviting me and talk about people who are helping people with information. That's you. you're doing a fabulous job.
And, well, thank you.
A great public service.
Yeah, I hope I can do at least as well as you. The book you wrote called Never Be Sick Again, I'm looking at the cover of it right now. It says, health is a choice. Learn how to choose it. I like that approach. And, of course, you also say that there's only one disease, and we need to talk a little bit about that, and two causes and six pathways. This is a very interesting concept and one that I think will help people by simplifying somewhat their approach to what's wrong with them. Tell us about the concept of one disease first, if you would.
Well, Bill, all of that came about as a result of my own illness, and I almost died. I came very close to death, and I had to use my own knowledge of biochemistry to save my life. And then after that, I realized that people without my scientific knowledge would not have been able to save their lives. They would have died.
Yeah, that's for sure. What did you do to recover?
Well, to begin with, I just took some vitamin C, and that saved my life.
I'll be darned.
I mean, I was within inches of death.
Yeah.
When I took some vitamin C, and within 36 hours, it was significant enough to turn me around to where my life signs started going back up again.
Well, how old were you then?
I was 48 years old.
48.
Yeah.
That's a few years ago, I gather.
A few years ago. I'm now 72, and by the way, I very, very rarely go to doctors, but I just did, went to doctor, had a physical, and here I am. I'm a 72-year-old. Everything is perfect. My blood pressure is perfect. My cholesterol is perfect. I've got
great.
My arteries down to age 26 now. 5 years ago, we measured my arteries. I was age 30 5 years ago. Now I'm age 26. My goal is to have my arteries down to age 18 by the time I'm 80.
Well, you're going backward in pretty good order here, it sounds like.
Right. You know,
what did the doctors do? Did they give up on you when you were 48 years old
and just say sorry about that? They gave up. They
can't help you.
I was a goner. There was nothing they could do. My liver was gone. My liver was dead. They gave me a drug. The drug poisoned my liver, and my liver died.
Oh, my.
And I was following the liver rapidly.
Yeah. Pretty hard not to, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And then I saved myself. And after that, when I realized that other people couldn't do what I had just done, I wanted to do something to help other people so that they could do it as well. And in order to do that, you know, people are not highly trained scientists like myself. I had to put something together that was really simple, so simple that you could even teach it to a child. That was my goal.
Okay.
Reduce it to something so simple you can teach it to a child. And that's how I came out with one disease.
Yeah, okay. So there are thousands of names that physicians hang on these things that we find wrong with them, the symptomology that they go through and the diagnosis and all this that sounds extremely complicated to people. How do we simplify it into one disease?
Well, the thing is, it is extremely complicated because we've made it complicated.
Right.
If we look at who we are and how we started life, all of us started life as one single cell in our mother. That's how we started life.
Yeah, okay.
Now we're multi-trillion cell organisms. We're made of tens of trillions of cells. Well, that's pretty hard to get your arms around. But if you think of yourself as one cell, that's pretty easy to get your arms around. If that one cell is functioning the way it's supposed to function, well, you can't be sick.
There you go.
The only way you can be sick is if the cell is malfunctioning, and that's what disease is. Disease is a malfunction of a massive number of cells in your body, and we think of ourselves as a thing, but we're not a thing. What we really are is we're a community of cells that are all acting together as a community, no different than the community that you live in.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
In fact, I try to tell people, hey, if you want a simple equation here, it's H equals C squared. Health equals cellular communication. If you can remember that, you get them communicating well again, you're probably going to be as well as you're ever going to be. So
exactly. And they have to communicate in order to cooperate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have these trillions, tens of trillions of cells. Unless they talk to each other, unless they cooperate with each other, you don't work right.
Yeah. And I like Bruce Lipton's approach where he took cells with no nucleus in them, no DNA of any kind, and just the cell membranes, basically, and put them in some kind of petri dish or whatever, and said they communicated for 2 months with each other, even with just the cell membrane. So, you know, the cells are always trying to communicate very hard because they are naturally part of a community, right?
Exactly. Part of the community, and the cells in your big toe have to communicate with the cells in your brain and in the body. We have to keep the body in what we call homeostasis. That means you have to keep your blood pressure within normal limits. You have to keep your blood sugar within normal limits.
Yeah.
You have to keep your body temperature within normal limits.
Sure.
All of these things require what we in science call feedback mechanism.
Yeah.
So it's like a thermostat in your home. When it gets too cold, the heat goes on. When it gets too hot, the air conditioning goes on.
Right.
That's a feedback mechanism. It has to communicate. The thermostat has to communicate with the furnace, communicate with the air conditioning.
Yeah, and it's amazing. The cells use light, and they use electricity. They use all kinds of hormones and enzymes and things to communicate.
Many different ways to communicate.
Yeah,
exactly.
So complex. But
our job is to support all of that.
Right.
And the way you do it is this. Keep the cell functioning normally. When the cell functions normally, all of these complex things happen automatically.
Yep, okay.
You don't have to worry about them. The body knows how to do it, and it does it all automatically. All you have to do is not screw it up. And the way to do that is simple. Cells malfunction for only two reasons. They're not getting everything that they need to function properly.
Okay.
Or they're getting something that's interfering with the metabolic machinery and screwing up the process, screwing up the communications, throwing a monkey wrench into the gears in your machinery. So there's only two causes of cellular malfunction. Deficiency, not getting enough of what they need. Toxicity, getting too much of something they shouldn't be getting. So that's a simple process. So it doesn't matter what your symptoms are. You can have any one of thousands of so-called diseases. Doesn't matter what you call it. What you really have is a large number of cells that are malfunctioning because of deficiency and toxicity.
Wow, that's great. Folks, I'm talking to Raymond Francis, the author of Never Be Sick Again, and he's just given you a wonderful piece of information to carry with you. If you have anything, it is designated as a disease by the doctor, it's because your cells are malfunctioning. So there's only one disease, the cellular malfunction, caused by two things, deficiencies that the cells need to operate correctly and communicate, or toxins coming from lots of different sources. Where do you find the most toxins come from for the human body?
Well, I'll get into that, but let me go back just for a moment to this whole thing about deficiency and toxicity.
Yeah, okay.
Causing disease. You see, today, the average American, and we know this, study after study shows that the average American is deficient, chronically deficient, in at least several key nutrients.
Okay.
A number of studies have also shown that the average American is in toxic overload, bioaccumulating hundreds of man-made toxins in their body.
Right.
Here's the problem. When you, one deficiency or one toxicity can cause a dozen different diseases very, very easily.
Yeah, sure.
Different names.
Everybody has a bunch of different names. Most people that I find that have cancer have other things that they've been diagnosed with, you know, diabetes.
Sure,
and
because it's all malfunctioning cells.
Yeah, sure.
And so, and when you combine all of these, the combinations of the deficiencies that we have and the combinations of the toxins that we're bioaccumulating in our bodies, and you put all those together, you can produce thousands of symptoms.
Yeah, okay.
Thousands of symptoms.
And of course, everybody's unique, so the symptoms for one person will not be the same as for another.
All of those things, the combinations of the deficiencies and toxicities are going to be acting through a unique set of genes.
Yeah, that's right.
Unique biochemistry. Then you can develop all these diseases and go to your doctor and end up with, you know, a dozen different drugs. And what good is it doing you? It's just poisoning you. It's not solving your problem.
Absolutely.
But toxins are now a huge problem in our society and major, major cause of disease because the average American is in toxic overload. And this is unprecedented. It's never happened before. These man-made chemicals didn't exist. I mean, most of them didn't exist at the time of my birth.
Yeah, I know. Incredible, isn't it?
Now we're bioaccumulating them, you know. So what do you do? Well, that's the bad news. I mean, that's the bad news is we're in toxic overload, folks.
Right.
Here's the good news. About 80% of that toxic load is under our personal control.
Okay.
So all you need to do is learn where these things are and then consciously start to avoid them, and you can reduce your toxic load by 80%. That's worth doing.
Hear, hear.
That is worth doing. Because, you see, the reason we're getting sick from this, that the body is able to detoxify, but the problem is we've overloaded it.
Yeah.
We've simply exceeded the body's ability to detoxify, and then we eat bad diets and don't support the detoxification system.
Yeah.
So the toxins are hurting us. But if you reduce your load, wow, that's really wonderful. Well, how do you do that?
Yeah,
real simple. Things like personal care products.
Right.
Toothpaste, shampoo, deodorant, skin creams, all of these things, most of them are highly toxic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the dye that women put in their hair is unbelievably
highly
full
toxic.
Of toxins, you know, and just even toothpaste. I mean, most of them have fluoride and other things in
them. Oh, yeah. And deadly stuff.
Yeah.
Well, simple. There are good products out there that don't have any of these things in them.
Sure.
So just buy brand A instead of brand X.
Yeah, look
How
around.
How simple is that?
Yeah.
And you've reduced your toxic load.
Right
you
on.
You just need to know where they are and what to do. And then even in your own home, our homes are so toxic. And if you're going to put a new carpet in your home, for example, think about that.
Yeah.
Do you really want to put a new wall-to-wall carpet in your home? Because these things, if they're made of synthetic chemicals, will outgas for decades.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Decades.
It's hard to even stop it ever,
and,
you know.
And you can take, and they've done this. They've done experiments. They've taken a new piece of carpet. They've put it in a chamber. They've put mice in the chamber. By morning, the mice are dead.
Wow.
And we're breathing this stuff. Our children are breathing it.
Yeah.
Our pets are breathing it. Well, don't do that. Consider putting in a hardwood floor or a tile floor and put, you know, area rugs made out of wool or, you know, there are all kinds of safer ways to approach it. So, again, we're into making different choices. You don't have to radically change your life. Just have to make some simple different choices.
Sure. Let's talk about an everyday subject for people, which is food, of course. What are the main things that you recommend to people to change about their diet?
Get off of the processed foods.
Okay.
You know, there's only two causes of disease. Remember this. There's one disease, the malfunctioning cell. There's two causes of disease, deficiency and toxicity.
Right.
90 cents out of the American food dollar is spent to purchase processed foods.
Oh, my.
Processed foods are low in nutrition, so there you go, deficiency.
Yeah.
And they contain lots of toxins. There goes your toxicity.
Yeah.
So processed foods cause disease. So when you go to the grocery store and you buy a processed food in a can or jar or the box or the what you're buying is disease.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I just read a study that was done by an actual oncologist, I guess, about colon cancer, and he said the American diet is the primary cause of that. And certainly red meat, but also any kind of processed food is going to contribute to all kinds of cancer. But colon cancer apparently is one of the primary ways that it occurs. You know, just
well, we have to also understand that meat is loaded with hormones,
oh,
with
yeah.
the PCBs, with diodes. dioxins, pesticides, goes on and on. 80% of the average person's pesticide load. You know, we go to the store and we say, well, I want to buy organic lettuce, so I don't buy lettuce that has pesticide on it.
Yeah.
But 80% of our pesticide load comes from eating meat and dairy.
That's right. Hear, hear. Yep, that's right.
So if you're going to buy meat, fine. Hallelujah.
Yep.
But have it be organic.
Yeah, right
have
on.
Have it be organic without all the dangerous chemicals in it.
Yeah, get it from the right source, but also try and minimize the red meat and the pork and,
right,
and concentrate
exactly.
on fish and chicken, hopefully from a source that you know, minimizes.
And eggs are good. I mean, there you don't have to kill the animal.
Yeah, there you go.
I eat organic eggs,
uh-huh.
and it's a good source of protein and other nutrients, so... there's something anybody can do. You don't have to kill animals to do it.
Right. Let's tell people how to get this book, Never Be Sick Again, by Raymond Francis, a wonderful book, which will elaborate on what Raymond's talking about here. And it's a great book. I recommend everybody get it. Where do we get that now?
Well,
what's the best source?
Never Be Sick Again has gone all over the world.
And yeah.
It's even been translated into Chinese. But it's available at major bookstores like Barnes & Noble and
okay.
Borders. Amazon.com, but I can make an offer if people want to buy a copy from Beyond Health and they call the Beyond Health number. What I'll do for them is I'll give them, if they mention, I heard it on Bill Henderson's show, and
okay.
Raymond said I could have a free one-year subscription to his newsletter, Beyond Health News. If you do that, I'll give you a free one-year subscription. And normally, it's $16.95 for this email subscription.
Oh, well, that's a great deal. How do we get to the Beyond Health website now?
Well, the Beyond Health website, just go to beyondhealth.com.
Okay.
But if you want this offer, you do have to call in on the 800 number and ask for it. And the number is 800-250-3063.
All right.
And the book only costs $14.95. It's what you'd pay for it at Barnes & Noble. And so you buy a book for $14.95, you get a free one-year newsletter. It's one of the top newsletters in the country.
Great.
Worth $16.95. So that's a nice gift.
Yeah, we appreciate that very much, Raymond.
800-250-3063.
Okay, folks. Yeah, pick up the phone and try calling that right now and, you know, get this book. Believe me, it's one of the best health informative books you'll ever find. And helps you get your thinking straight about how to reform your lifestyle, basically. And Raymond gives lots and lots of examples in his book of people who've recovered. Tell us, if you could, if you have one on the top of your head, about one person that you've worked with who has recovered from their cancer.
Oh, God, there are so many of them. We just had people read Never Be Sick Again. Believe it or not, people read Never Be Sick Again and go home and cure terminal cancer without even talking to me.
Really?
We had a call, it was 5 years ago now, we had a call from a guy who's a CEO of a big corporation. He said, I want to thank you. He said, you saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, how did I do that? Well, as it turns out, he had kidney cancer. Went to the hospital. They removed one kidney. Here's a guy who's just 50 years old, by the way. They removed one kidney. They did chemotherapy. The guy was just totally debilitated.
Yeah.
They wheeled him out of the hospital in a wheelchair, and then they told him the really bad news. They said, your cancer is metastasized all over your body. You have a 50-50 chance of being alive in 6 months. This guy went to Barnes & Noble, bought a copy of Never Be Sick Again, went home, cured his cancer. That was 5 years ago now. He's still in perfect, wonderful health.
Wow. Yeah, terrific.
We just had a lady that had a lump in her neck, a malignant lump in her neck. She had it removed surgically, and a little while later developed another lump on her arm, and she went to the hospital, and they found out she had 5 lesions on her lungs, plus this new lesion on her arm. And so the cancer had metastasized.
Yeah.
They told her she needed immediate surgery. She went to Barnes & Noble, bought a copy of Never Be Sick Again, realized we were in the next town over, and she came down and she said, I got cancer, what should we do? And we said, well, really simple. You just get on a good diet and, and here, take some of these supplements.
Right.
She did. Everything went away. They kept doing scans on her lungs because they couldn't believe that the lesions had disappeared. The doctor who was supposed to do the surgery on her arm kept calling, to schedule the surgery, even though he'd already been told that the lesion was gone. And she did this in just a couple of months. And so anybody can do these kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. Get that book and heal yourself. I want to talk for a minute. Raymond, you've been doing a lot of research recently about cancer because you're writing a book on the subject. And I've been talking to lots and lots of people over the last 6-7 years, maybe, I don't know, 3,000 or so cancer patients that I've talked to on the phone. And I've sort of distilled out three causes for cancer, which I want you to comment on, that are so common that they seem to cover most people, at least, you know, not just one, but most people have more than one of these. But the three, very briefly, are some kind of an emotional shock, trauma, or long period of stress or something, some emotional component, which most people, about 60-70% of the people I talk to, can identify something like that occurred, you know, in a time frame maybe 18 months or so prior to the cancer diagnosis. That's one, of course. Number two is what is in their mouth in the way of root canal treated teeth primarily and what are called cavitations in their jaw. And number three is, of course, what they put in their mouth, which is what we've been talking about here. Not just food, but, of course, cigarettes and recreational drugs and sodas and on. But mostly it's just diet. It's what we eat and the standard American diet, the old SAD. Other than the people that work in a really toxic environment, like hairdressers and people in the factory and so on, these three seem to cover most people that I work with, and you know, I could say not just one, but most people have at least two of these. What do you think about that? Is it oversimplifying it?
Well, I think there are thousands of causes of cancer, and those are certainly among them, and they're certainly big ones, and I think your reference to the, you know, your emotional state and your thoughts, I mean, even in the medical literature, we talk about the cancer personality.
Yeah, right.
So what you put into your mind is always important, and that's another thing that we have to go for, because it's body, mind, and spirit. And for most of us today, we've disconnected ourselves from the spiritual part of ourselves, and we need to reconnect to that, because that's the perfect part. And the spirit part of us is perfect.
Absolutely.
And in fact, in Never Be Sick Again, the subtitle is Health is a Choice, Learn How to Choose It.
Right.
If I were to write that again today, Bill, I'd write it differently. I'd say health is who you are and disease is a choice.
Yeah, okay.
And that's,
I agree.
That's what we do. But it's just nobody ever told us that. Nobody ever told us that we're choosing disease.
Right.
But we do with what we put into our mouths. And, you know, the American diet, the American lifestyle is bizarre. It has never existed in the history of the world before, and cancer used to be an extremely rare disease. Even 100 years ago,
right,
it was still a rare disease, and since the end of World War II, it's become an enormous epidemic. So we have to ask ourselves, what have we done?
Yeah, well, one of the things we've done is treat more people in the name of saving the tooth at all costs with what are called root canals.
Right.
And this is kind of a misnomer in the sense that the root canal is actually the portion of the tooth that gets ground out to put in some dead substance. But what I found, and I want people to read this book because it's one of the better ones and it is readily available. It's called The Roots of Disease by Robert Kulatz, Kulacz, who is a dentist. Or was a dentist, that's another story. At any rate, Robert's book, The Roots of Disease, while it got him a lot of flack from the American Dental Association and eventually caused him to leave his practice and change his name, literally, to get away from the persecution, it is a wonderful summary of the science behind root canal fillings and why they cause all the disease they do. And it's an amazing book.
It is an enormous source of toxicity to the body, because virtually all of these things end up being infected, and they produce toxins that get into the system.
Yeah, absolutely.
An enormous toxicological and immunological load on the body. Well, that's not good, folks.
Yeah, really.
We don't need that. We're already putting too many other loads on the body.
Yeah.
Put more on the body.
And I tell people the reason that I'm harping on this a lot, and I have been lately, is because they don't hear it from anybody else. You know, the doctor never checks your dental history. I mean, hey,
right.
And the dentist never follows up to see what he did to your health, you know, 10 years later and so on. So everybody needs to get up to speed on this themselves.
Well, I've actually heard of people curing their cancer by getting rid of their root canals.
Yes, I have too, and it just seems like they've tried everything else, you know, conventional, alternative, and everything. Nothing works. They get their mouth cleaned up, and they get well, literally within weeks. It's amazing stuff. Anyway, I'm talking to Raymond Francis, author of Never Be Sick Again, and another great book called Never Be Fat Again, by the way, which you want to take a look at both of them. I think I'd start, if you're interested in cancer, as most people listening to this show are, of course, because it's called How to Live Cancer-Free, you're probably interested in it or you wouldn't be listening. Take a look at Never Be Sick Again first, and then keep in mind that Raymond is putting together another great book on cancer, but it'll be out here in a few months. He's working on it as we speak, literally. To buy that book, the best place to go is to call this 800 number, because when you do and you say you heard about it on this show, you'll get a free subscription for a year to Raymond's newsletter, which he normally charges $16.95 for, so you're getting a deal. The number to call is 1-800-250-3063. And the book to ask for, again, is Never Be Sick Again, and the author is Raymond Francis. Raymond, you are a true font of information here. We could go on forever. What would you like to give to people as a primary take-home message here as far as what they need to do about their health?
I think that the average person needs to know this, that they do have control over their health. They don't have to be a victim. They don't have to go and take drugs and have surgery. That they can get well. They can stay well. They can get well. All you need to do is learn how to do that.
Right.
And you can do it. Read Never Be Sick Again. It's a great primer to teach you how to do that. And once you do, I mean, once you start to feel better. I mean, here I am. I almost died at age 48, and here I am, age 72, and I am just soaring. I never get sick. I'm in perfect health. I feel fabulous. I have boundless energy. I've had one cold in the last 21 years.
Yeah.
My arteries are down to age 26.
Yeah.
Not shabby.
I know. I've met you, Raymond, and I know exactly how you look and feel, and I feel pretty much the same way myself. I think I'm probably not down to 26 in the arteries, but I may be down in the 40s somewhere, and I'm working on it. But at any rate, it's great. I would like you, if you would, though, to comment on this the Project to End Disease, the TPED, if you would, about where that is and where people can find out more about it.
Well, we have TPEDs all over the country, and in fact, I'm just going up very shortly. I'm going up next week, I think, up to Toronto to kick off one of the latest chapters in the new chapters in Canada, the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. We have them in San Francisco, and we have them in Walnut Creek, and we have them in Marin County. And if you don't have a TPED in your town, you can start one.
Yeah,
and
right.
We'll help you. And that's, you go to TPED for a year and you learn how to get well and stay well. And it's real easy to start one. You just need to get a place where you can have a meeting, and it might even be your living room.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And get some people there. And we supply the educational materials. In fact, all the educational materials are going to be supplied in DVD format. So
yeah.
You just play it on a TV. And you get educated, and it's just really powerful.
Yeah, it sounds pretty simple to set one up. Where do people go to find out if there's one close by where they live?
Call that 800 number, 800-250-3063.
All right.
Call if there's, to find out where there's one in your community or how to start one.
Yeah, okay, great. So that same number will work for both the book and
absolutely.
The TPED.
Yeah.
The Project to End Disease, I've been to one of Raymond's meetings in San Francisco, and it was very, very interesting, and a lot of folks attended that, and we found it very, very educational. So you don't need Raymond. You need just the materials that he provides to educate people about how to restore their health and, of course, never be sick again, the name of his book. Raymond, thank you so much. I really enjoyed our conversation as usual, and I hope people got a lot out of this, and they'll get, of course, a lot more by reading your book. And certainly we'll look forward to the book on cancer. When do you think that'll be done about?
Well, gosh, it may not be published. It's hard to say.
But yeah, I don't want to put you under pressure.
My goal is to have it published by September of 2010.
I see. Okay, so you're still working on the research and
yeah,
so
yeah, we're still doing a lot of research on it. Let me tell you, it's not easy plowing through all those papers.
Some
of them
I know.
Take hours and hours just to read one paper.
Yeah, tell me about it. So, well, we'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, people can get enough to get well out of your book, Never Be Sick Again, as many other people have. So just go there, folks. Thank you so much, Raymond. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a great pleasure, and thank you for the great public service you're doing for people.
Oh, that's my joy, really, every day. Take it easy, Raymond. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to How to Live Cancer-Free with Bill Henderson.